I'm concerned about a number of changes we've seen from the new Postmaster General that's been put in place by the president. A number of policies are being put in place that appear to be slowing down mail delivery. I'm hearing from folks in our post offices, our postal workers, letter carriers, that they're doing things they've never done before, and the process is that mail tends to be slowed down and not picked up. You know, we rely on the Postal Service to be efficient and to deliver mail as quickly as possible. Certainly folks in rural areas would need the Postal Service for critical medicines, for business mail, for paychecks. I mean, think of all of the things that go through the mail, but we expect it to be delivered promptly. And yet we're seeing a number of policies eliminating overtime, eliminating the ability for letter carriers to go back out to deliver more mail if there's a surge of mail, limiting some of the processing machines and forcing folks to hand sort, which makes no sense. So we need to investigate this, find out what's going on. It's critical that our Postal Service has the tools that they need in order, and the policies in place that they need to deliver mail as quickly as possible.
Senator Gary Peters with us this morning. Where is that? You mentioned you're looking into why it's happening or why it's going on. What can you tell us about why this is happening, and what do you hope to find?
Well, we know that the new Postmaster General put in a number of new policies, and these policies don't seem to be helping. They seem to be slowing down the mail, and this is not a time for us to be slowing down the mail. We've asked them to respond to a whole host of questions. I'm the ranking member on Homeland Security, Government Affairs. I oversee the Postal Service in that position. We have made requests of the Postmaster General. We have not received the information that we've asked for. There's a lack of transparency. And what I'm hearing from folks, both who work in our post offices as well as folks who receive mail, the mail is certainly not the way it was just a few months ago. And so we're going to launch an investigation. My committee staff will be getting stories from folks all across Michigan, all across the country, hear directly from people who are actually working day in and day out in the Postal Service to see what they are seeing, what sort of policy changes have come into place, and what has been the result of those changes. And right now, it's very concerning that it looks as if there's an attempt to actually slow down mail delivery, which is simply unacceptable.